Well, these are the steps I used to tread out when I was going to school, Marist Brothers, St. Paul's, as a little kid. And this takes you right down to Rahana Street. Right off to my right, that's where my mum was working. She was doing all of their housework. And as a kid, I think I used to even go up there with her sometimes, early in the morning, around maybe 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, just hang around, play on the front lawn while mum was in there working. And I just entertained myself. That's what it was like in those days, eh? You just had to work stuff out yourself. Sit on the fence and pretend the fence is a horse, whatever, and you hop on Cassidy, whatever, it doesn't matter. You just made stuff up, man. You were just creative. That's what it was about, living in the street in those days. Hi, mum. All those memories, my darling. Fond memories of you working in that house and looking after people. And now I've just stepped on to Tautari Street for memory, I think it is. I didn't spend a lot of time up there, but I tell you what we used to do. That's where we started our trolley racing. And then we'd skid out. We'd totally skid out on this corner. Some of us would end up over there, and some of us would make it on the track straight down, and others, they'd try to shortcut, and they'd try to cut us off through here, but we'd forget a steel wheel. So the moment you go on there, your wheels just get stuck in the mud. And so whoever stayed with the track, he was the one that most likely won. Nice to walk up Rahana Street and go to get groceries and stuff from the dairy. And Mr. Smith used to have one of those clutch motor mowers. And he called out to me one day. He said, "Do you want to have a go on the mower?" And I said, "Yeah." He said to me, "Do you know how it works?" I said, "Well, kinda." And so he said, "Well, here you are." And he handed me the mower. I put my hands on it. I didn't really know how to work the clutch. I dropped the clutch on the thing and it took off and I mowed two people's lawns. I went from his lawn right over to the neighbor's and I didn't know how to stop it. I couldn't find the brake. And so Mr. Smith came running across his lawn and grabbed it. The thing nearly rolled over. That was my first experience at one of those clutched up motor mowers. That was a beauty. Thanks, Mr. Smith. This house we're looking at now, I think it was the Parkinson family that lived in there. That's the original house. That is exactly as it was when I was a kid. It's identical, man. Hasn't changed at all. And this house coming up, my mum used to work in that house as well. And remember what I said before? We'd be ripping past here on trolleys. Steel wheel trolleys, making a racket. For Christmas, Dad bought me a two-wheeler bike. And I used to rip it up here, up this park here, and down again. It's a reserve, Tartari Reserve. Nobody has ever built on that to this day. This house is gone. Mr. Peebles lived in there. He's a local plumber. And he's long gone, absolutely long gone. There's nothing happening there. There will be eventually. And where we're heading now is to one amazing character, and that was Mr. and Mrs. Duffin. So we, three or four of us, trying to pass each other on this path, steel wheel trolleys, and we'd come down here, and we'd be moving pretty quick. And then we'd see this couple waiting for us. He was about 6'4", Mr. Duffin, and she was a little old girl. And we'd get to their, just almost to their letterbox, and Mr. Duffin would have a massive yard broom. And what he'd try and do is, when we were going past them, the steel wheel trolleys, he'd have the broom, and he'd whack the broom like that, and sometimes it would whack us in the chest. If he didn't get us in time, we'd get whacked in the back of the head with Mr. Duffin's broom. Those are my memories of this house up there. They were absolute tyrants. And that's the original house. Nothing's changed. It's exactly the same. There's the infamous letterbox down there. But I tell you what, they'd wait. Mr. Duffin would wait here like this with his broom, and he'd have his head out like this. He'd hear the noise coming, and we'd get about there, and he'd get his broom back like this, and then wallop like that. One of us would get it. If you missed that one, bang, it'd come back this way. He'd have to be incredibly fast, though. He was a skilled dude. Wow. Another character on Rahana Street, of course, was Williams, up here on the left. That's my mate Jughead, we used to call him, from the comics. His real name was Eric, and he had a brother called Mickey. And when they had little fallouts, Tommy, the father, would say, "Hey, boys, get the gloves out." And they'd have to fight on the front lawn and sort their differences out. While Dad, he's the referee. And the neighbors would come, and some of them would sit on the lawn, like, on the deck like this, on the wall, and talk about it. Some would sit on the grass down here, look up here, entertainment for 15 minutes. And one would go down, it was generally Jughead that hit the ground because his brother was bigger and older. And wow, talk about entertainment. Those were the kind of characters that lived on Rahana Street. And now we're heading straight over the street 72, Rahana, which is the Silvers. Don't get confused. I'm a Silva, S-I-L-V-A, Portuguese. This is S-I-L-V-E-R. Completely different spelling, completely different people altogether. Nairi lived over there, and her partner, Gray Brassy, he built my trolley for me. And he put on the side of the trolley sterling silver in silver paint. Full of memories. They're everywhere. No matter where I look, there's a memory. No matter where I look and I see my sisters playing on the street. I see my neighbors, you know, bouncing the ball with a tennis racket up against garage doors and all kinds of things. Mate, this place was full of life. It was unbelievable. It was just an awesome vibe. What a great environment to raise, you know, raise your kids in. I'm getting close to home now. This grass patch here, this is where we used to play. I don't know whether we called it King of Sini or Bull Rush or whatever, but we play in this section of grass here, and right here is the magic tree. You know what we used to do with this tree? It was not that big. That is huge now. See the bark hanging off it? We used to get this bark when we were kids, and we'd tear it off like that, and it had like a powder on the inside of it. Yeah, that funny looking powder. And we used to put makeup on, and we were like Navajo Indians, and we'd patch our face all these different colors with this bark, and then just play crazy kids on the street here. Man, magic memories. And you're still standing, look at the powder coming off it. That's what we put on our face back in the day. And then we get to the magic house here. My goodness, look, 68 Rahana Street. That's the bomb right there, my old home. And I'm gonna zoom up this driveway here. The house looks completely different now. If you can see this, that front part of the house there, without all that section there, that's the original house. That's my mum and dad's bedroom up there with the three windows and windows out that way. This was my bedroom here. I had the sunroom, it was called. And in the song, when I sing about the thunder coming and crashing against the window pane, and I'd call my sister's name, I'd be in the cot in that bedroom. My sister would come running from her bedroom down there and just about jump in the cot with me just to settle me down. These are my memories of this house. Music inside there, laughter, lots of laughing. Silvers love humor. They love laughing. So there's always laughing, roast dinners, music playing, people pretending to be Fats Domino on a piano, me and my sisters pretend to be the Platters. Heavenly shades of night are falling, it's twilight time. All that stuff went on in this house. It just went on and on and on. What memories, what a wonderful environment to be raised and grazed. Beautiful, absolutely. 68 Rahana Street. Thunder hit the window pane. I'd call my sister's name and she'd come running and help me. The title track for the album is Rahana Street. The name of the album is Rahana Street. And it's all about the characters that live both sides of Rahana Street.